Christmas is the time of year for carols, presents, festive cheer. And if you were a member of the Beatles fan club back in the 1960s, it was the season for a special edition flexi disc from John, Paul, George, and Ringo.
Everywhere it's Christmas. Everywhere it's song. London.
Paris. And New York.
Tokyo, Hong Kong.
With us to talk about this rather odd collection of recordings is Colin Fleming. He writes about a whole lot of things, including the Beatles. So, Colin, tell me more about these recordings.
Well, it's awfully strange wassailing, you might say. Every year, the Beatles would take a break from whatever they were working on in the fall, and they would assemble at Abbey Road, and they would cut what was called the Christmas Flexi. Basically, it's a cheap single, you know, plastic, bendy, and it would go out only to members of their fan clubs. Their PR guy, Tony Barrow, wrote a script, which they would break from almost immediately, like bad schoolboys at the end of term. And they also absolutely excelled at good-natured knavery.
Good King Wenceslas last looked out on the feast of Stephen as the slow ray round about, deep and crisp and crispy.
Did these musical messages change as the years passed? Because they did these for a while.
Yeah, they definitely did change. As their music got more out there, so did the Christmas flexies. John Lennon is just relentlessly doing his Joycean puns. They sound sometimes like they're have been a bit at the cider, you might say, or maybe something a touch stronger than cider. And Lennon, on the 65 one, which is, you know, when they were recording Rubber Soul. So they stopped, like, what's probably the greatest album in rock history up until that point, for Lennon to do his absolutely crazy sort of Irish heat miser bit.
Happy Christmas to your listeners, wherever you crane through. We belong to everybody, don't you think you knew? Oh, we tutter the Jack McGregor upon his bunny ho. Hack your bunny Christmas with a pound of Irish stew.
Oh, man. So am I right that these are the recordings that were happening as these Christmas holiday presents to their fans before they even really got into their actual psychedelic years as a band? What happened then?
The 66 Flexi has aspects of it where, you know, Lennon and McCartney are doing a short story together that's like something out of like Pinter. And also portions sound like Tomorrow Never Knows goes to like Christmas Town. And then in 67, there's a full-on song, which is very simple, very tuneful, has all of McCartney's hallmarks. But interestingly, it has some melodic devices that he would later use in a song called Come and Get It, which they gave away to Badfinger, which was one of the very best songs they ever wrote that they did not do themselves.
So what about at the end of their career? You know, the Yoko years when things were getting a little tense?
Yeah, the last two were 68 and 69, and they are, yep, they're grim. They're recording them separately, and so you're going to want to stick to the ones from the first few years. I always like the notion that, you know, Santa would directly chart a course to your individual chimney, and I feel like with the directness of approach. With the Flexies, the Beatles were doing the exact same thing for their fans.
Colin Fleming, whose The Anglerfish Comedy Troupe Stories from the Abyss comes out in August. Hey, Colin, thanks so much.
All right, thank you, Rachel.
This is Paul McCartney here. I'd just like to wish you everything you wish yourselves for Christmas.
This is John Lennon saying on behalf of the Beatles, have a very happy Christmas and a good new year.
George Harrison speaking. I'd like to take this opportunity of wishing a very Merry Christmas, listeners everywhere.
Ringo Starr, and I'd just like to say Merry Christmas and a really Happy New Year to all listeners.